As the Salesforce administrator for AW Computing, Rob has created several reports to allow users to easily view and analyze the data in Salesforce. Now it's time to look at the available automation tools so that he can automate routine processes, eliminate human error, and save time. As many processes at AW Computing involve email communications, Rob will first need to learn about email template creation. He will need to understand workflow rules and all of their components, and he'll need to learn to create new workflow rules to automate business processes. Rob also needs to understand how to create a process to automate a post to Chatter. Additionally, Rob will learn to automate leads and cases with the help of the built-in web-to-lead and web-to-case features. He can also use assignment rules and queues to automatically route new leads and cases. In this module, Rob learned to automate email branding with a global address, letterhead, and HTML templates. Rob learned how to use automation tools to automate routine tasks, eliminate human error, and save time. He learned about workflow rules and their components. He also learned to create workflow rules to automate business processes. And Rob learned to automate lead and case creation using the web-to-lead and web-to-case features of Salesforce. There are several considerations that Rob can keep in mind while using Lightning Process Builder. Processes can be launched from changes on the records or when they are invoked by another process. Processes do not support outbound messages. However, Rob can use the Call Apex action to provide similar functionality. In a process, actions execute in the order in which they appear within that process. Rob can easily reorder criteria in a process by simply dragging and dropping them in the process. While creating a new process, he can use the names and descriptions which are already used. When using scheduled actions, multiple scheduled action groups are supported for each criteria node. Processes that evaluate every time a record is created or edited cannot use scheduled actions. Scheduled actions cannot be used when using the Evaluate Next Criteria option. The paused and waiting interviews list displays all the pending scheduled actions. When Salesforce tries to execute scheduled actions of an inactive user who started the process, instead of those actions failing to execute, the process admin receives a fault email with details about what happened and how to fix it. Rob can search help and training to view process considerations in detail.